So, okay then, here we go. Superhero friends.
Superhero friends. Yeah, because we're a superhero.
I am a superhero.
Girl. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Did you buy into
I'm a posable thumb girl. You know this. Yes.
A posable thumb girl implies that your thumbs do work.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're ready for the would you rather.
I'm really looking forward to the Shackling Mary. This is going to be a really good one.
Oh, it's a good one.
I'm going to think about Shackling Mary for you as well. I'm going to think about would you rathers and everything.
Okay, then. Good.
So I'm going to have long silence if you go
What do you think? Stare off into the distance. So on that note, let's start this. Hi, and welcome to If This Film Taught Us Anything, a fortnightly podcast by her, Lorraine Wheatcroft,
and her, Xenia McIntosh,
where we talk about films, what we learn from films, and discuss the many, many questions that pop up along the way.
And we'll play some ridiculous games, get sidetracked, and by the way, there will be spoilers.
So if you haven't seen what we're talking about, come back when you have.
Just come back when you have. Come back later.
Welcome back to If This Film Taught Us Anything. This week we are talking about what superhero movies taught us. And they taught us a lot, didn't they, Lorraine?
Yes, we are talking about what superhero films taught us. And it's a huge, huge genre.
And we are sticking to superhero movies. We are not doing comic books. We're not doing superhero TV series because we'll be here forever. Yeah. And however good we are, nobody wants to listen to that.
No, we understand it is a huge topic and we understand we are not covering even like a millionth.
No, not even the tip of the iceberg. Not even the tip, just the tip of the tip. That's what we're doing. We're covering the tip of the tip of the iceberg. Right, so
if superhero films have taught me anything, and this is a lesson I'm going to pass on to you listeners, is how to tell DC and Marvel apart. Do you know how to tell DC and Marvel apart?
I like Marvel. I'm not that keen on DC.
That's rubbish, because Batman. Anyway.
Recently.
Big clue there. Batman.
I didn't say Batman. Batman. His name is Batman.
But is it?
Yes, because it is. Yes, it is.
No. What Marvel have right is they have hyphens in their names. Ant-Man. Spider-Man, Batman, Aquaman.
No, yep. Not Batman, Aquaman. That's the His main name difference. Is not...
That's the main difference. I don't care what you say. The main difference between Marvel and DC is hyphens.
His name is not Bruce Batman. His name is not Arthur
Batman.
Aquaman. Like, they're not surnames. I don't care about the hyphens.
I'm Batman. Can you imagine if it had been like that? But, yes, Spider-Man.
True? Iron Man doesn't have a hyphen.
No, Iron Man is two words.
Oh, fuck
it
off.
It's just Iron Man.
I don't know if I can wait, you said it. Made me like, I am Iron Man.
He is Iron Man.
Is that different to Iron
Power
Brew?
Man.
Or the same as Iron Brew?
Made in Scotland from yeah. girders.
Yes. That's what I heard when you said Iron Man.
And
who else is there? Spider-Man.
Superman.
He's not Superman.
He should be.
I mean, he should be Superman. It should just be his surname because he's so boring.
Clark.
My Superman. Name is Clark Superman.
What do you do? Nothing.
Nothing. Just look here. Stand here.
Get looking hit by dour. Things.
I understand what you're saying. And we've had this argument before.
So you think that we can agree that that is the main difference between Marvel and DC and move on?
I absolutely don't agree with that. Their names, I don't care about the hyphens. What I'm saying to you is he is Batman. He is Superman. He is Aquaman. He is Flashman.
Flashman. Considering you are the person who told me that
Arrow
the
Man.
Exact difference between semicolons and colons.
And that I'm was surprised. An entertaining conversation.
I'm surprised at you for not being on board with this.
I'm not, I'm sorry.
You know English rules.
I do know English rules, but...
And I'm really disappointed. Also, I'm going to tell you about the Twitter account. the Spider-Man Twitter account, which I know I've told you about before, but I have to say it again.
Go for it.
There was a whole Twitter account that used to go around just correcting people who had written Spider-Man as one word. And it was just like, Spider-Man, like, with a hyphen, and just do Spider-Man with an asterisk.
Oh, God, wow. Some people have got too much time on their hands.
Yeah, geniuses. Absolute geniuses.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm
geniuses.
I'm glad they're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. If superhero films taught me anything, it's that I don't ever need to see another origin story.
What, you don't need to see Martha Wayne's pearls bounce?
I don't need to see that again. I don't need to see Peter Parker be bitten by a spider ever again. I don't need to see Clark Kent, Kal-El, be put into a pod and shot off from Krypton ever again. Also, could he not be? Because then we don't have to suffer through Superman.
Yeah, leave him on Krypton.
I don't need to see... I just don't need to see that many origin stories.
I think we've seen so many of Batman and so many of Spider-Man and so many of Superman.
Superman.
That actually the others you haven't seen a lot of, but it just seems like there's a lot.
But also, how much do we actually care about how they got their powers? Like, genuinely, do you actually care if you don't know where their powers came from?
I do. I would, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I would be wondering, like, why the fuck? Why is he walking up? Why is he a Spider-Man?
But do we need to see, like, an hour of that? An hour of them getting their powers, okay?
In the first time we saw it, fine. But yes, you're right. We do not need to see it over and over and over again. It is kind of in the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
We know how Batman
Something
happened.
Weird happened. Now they have powers.
Although actually they've never... There's only once that they've done the whole Batman falling in the cave thing. In Batman Begins...
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just been a bit... I can't remember. Was the Michael Keaton Batman, did he fall in a cave? Because they did it exactly like the comics.
Right.
Like, that's the how Batman happened.
Yeah.
He fell into a cave and got batted.
Got batted, wow.
And then just kept having dreams about a great big bat.
I don't know, but I feel like I have seen those origin stories multiple times. And if I haven't... I don't know why I feel that way.
Because
then.
I think as well, it does make you bored for ones you haven't even seen.
Yeah.
Like Captain America was half of the first film.
Yeah.
The first Avenger.
Yeah.
Almost the whole of that film was his origin.
Yeah. And I hated it.
You didn't like the first Avenger? We've had this conversation before. You didn't like the first Avenger and I really liked that.
Wasn't keen.
I thought it was great.
But I'm not keen on Captain America. I'm sorry.
He's the second best Chris.
Is he the second best Chris?
Yes.
Who's the best Chris? Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
He's the second best.
Third best is Pine.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. And then that other one.
And then we don't even talk about him.
Ugh.
I have nothing to do with that one.
I'm just over origin stories. I don't ever need to see another lengthy. I'll give you lengthy.
Yeah.
Origin story. I will allow that we maybe need to see how this came to be.
Yeah.
But we didn't. In Homecoming, we didn't. We didn't see an origin story
and
in Homecoming.
Only as we were talking about this, I realised in Homecoming there wasn't one. Because they've just taken for granted. It's like, dude, you know. You know about how Spider-Dude happened. And let's just not do it again.
Yeah. But like The Flash.
Yeah.
They are rebooting The Flash.
We are
they're
not
doing...
going to get away with not talking about the...
No, they're doing... League. He's in Justice League and Ezra Miller is now The Flash.
Yeah.
I hope to God when we get The Flash movie, it doesn't start with his origin story. Because we've already met him in Justice League. Do we need to go back and see his origin
but
story?
But I don't know. I'm going to pretend I don't know. I've only seen him in Justice League.
Right.
I don't know what his origin was.
Okay.
Pretend
Does it
I
matter?
Don't. Yes. Why is this bloke fast? Is he an alien?
Superheroes.
Yeah, but...
Something happens.
I don't think you... No, because we don't get that with anything else. People, the motivation, the way you become a thing is mentioned in everything else.
So why did we not have it in Spider-Man Homecoming? And it was fine. Because everybody assumes that there is like a baseline of knowledge and we don't need... everything explained to us in words of one syllable.
Yeah, I think that's the first time that's happened and they've gone, let's not do it. We know this.
And I agree. And so let's not do it. Brilliant. We know this.
We should not do this again. Please, whoever made Homecoming, have a chat with everybody else and just tell them.
Yeah. God. Put your differences aside. Whether you're Sony or let's Marvel or DC EU. Anyway, yeah. So, what I'm saying, personally, I don't need to see another origin story.
You are right. I think you're right. But I think on superheroes where we haven't actually seen the origin of, I think we do need to. Even if it's just they talk about it a little bit.
Fine. I will allow talking. Like I'm in charge of this.
I will allow
it. I will allow it. Kevin
Feig.
I will allow you to do origin stories for superheroes that we have never seen before.
Or we've never seen that origin
no.
before. But we need... I mean... The thing is, we know about all these things... I'm trying to think of one that I don't know. Hawkeye. I do not know how Hawkeye happened.
Do you give a shit?
I don't give a fuck. But because I do not care if fucking Hawkeye exists.
No. Another thing that superhero movies have taught me is that nothing is as it seems. And anything can be changed at any moment. You can go back in time and just undo things that you did. Or just be like, yeah. No, that thing that you thought?
Yeah.
No, and it never was. It's not that we got it wrong. It's just that it never was. So, Coulson, Marvel, yeah. Not dead, actually. Sorry, no.
Yeah, so it's robots, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, no, it's not a thing. Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Yeah, and...
Black Widow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hawkeye and Black Widow. We know that we made it seem like they were a couple, but actually, Soz, no. She's with the Hulk and he's got a family.
No, see, I never thought they were a couple.
Most of...
No, they were just friends. From the beginning, I always thought they were just mates.
Did you all... Okay.
I thought they'd gone to assassin school together or something.
But she was a child assassin in a girls' assassin school. Because you know what? I don't need to see her origin story because it's been in one of the other films.
Oh, yeah. See, I really liked her origin story.
But it was just in another film. Oh, it was tiny bit. Right. Of another film.
Yeah.
So when we get the Black Widow movie, which is like 17 years too late.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to have her origin in it.
And everybody's over Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
I don't need it. It's not necessary.
Well. And that's Red Sparrow anyway.
So. But yeah, we're going to retcon that though. They weren't actually a couple. Also, suddenly he's got a family and he's not in. Which is fine by me, to be clear. Because Hawkeye, fuck off. But can we not, we not treat the audience like idiots?
I know we weren't going to talk about the comics, but this is one of the things that I know Xenia is doing a face at me because we weren't going to talk about the comics, and I'm not, really. But in all of these comic books, yes, I am, they've been going on for, some of them have been going for nearly 100 years.
Right.
Like, most of 100 years. So they've been rebooted, restarted, stories have changed, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not a surprise to anybody who's ever read comics.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is a surprise for people who weren't up to their arses in that before these films happened.
Okay.
Because these are the first films that have had this much of a universe.
I hear you.
All of that.
I agree with everything that you're saying. However, within the movie universe, can we not just fuck about with it? Like, Marvel's timeline is fucked. At this point, nothing fits together properly. And just leave it alone. Like, just stop it. Stop going backwards and being like, oh, so that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we know that in Iron Man, he had Captain America's shield. But actually, no, he didn't. Because Captain America always had his shield and it was frozen in ice with him. That was a replica. Jokes.
Yes, there's only this much of this metal in the world, except there ain't.
Like,
bye.
Stop it. Like... No, don't do that.
That's actually always been one of the things I've really liked. I love that. I do love stupidity in things where it's just like, oh, yeah, no, that's not it.
I don't know. It just.
But then, actually, that's what I don't like. Superhero films taught me that I have a big problem with the X-Men films.
Yes.
Generally.
And correct.
And specifically.
Also correct.
But it's the... I cannot get them straight. I do not know what one I'm watching at any one time.
Yeah.
They, you talk about, you know, we've talked about the Avengers films being a mess.
Yeah.
These are, they are the single messiest timeline of anything.
X-Men.
And they, but they've made a point of it. And then, and they've gone back into the 60s. Kevin Bacon.
Retconning. Like, just.
And it's, but they did it in a way where it's like, no, we're just going to put it right. Oh, and here's James McAvoy, by the way. They did the terrible younganing.
Yes, they did do
they
the
did
terrible
the really
younganing.
Scary Patrick Stewart younganing that was just like, oh, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I cannot. I like the X-Men films. It's not that I don't like them. I like them a lot. But I have no idea what's going on. And I swear to God, I've watched three in a row and did not know that there was even a break between them. Because my husband will watch them constantly. Even the last one, which is not as bad as everybody made out. Fight me. I don't care. Oscar Isaac's in that. Fuck off. And that, oh God, they retcon massively in that one because Storm is in it. And she's not Halle Berry.
I don't, I, so oh. I'm not a fan of the X-Men films. I don't know what it is. They've just never grabbed me. I'm not even a fan of Wolverine. The last Wolverine film I saw was possibly the first Wolverine standalone film.
Oh,
and it was, I just did not like it at all. But I'm not a massive fan of the X-Men. I'm just not. The only thing I like about them is Faster, Slower, Faster, Slower.
Oh, always. Oh, my God. Their Quicksilver stuff is the best.
But then we got Quicksilver in Avengers.
Yeah.
Mm. And it confused me what he was doing in the Avengers because he's next man.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't know what was happening, if I'm honest. And also he was shit.
Yeah, they ruined him. Because for one, X-Men... Quicksilver is Evan Peters, who could be in everything and I wouldn't complain.
Right.
And they did the Faster, Slower thing so good.
Yeah.
See, I always think I'm watching... That's one of my X-Men things. I always think I'm watching the one with Quicksilver doing Faster, Slower, Faster, Slower.
Right.
That's really, really good. Where he's going round and round the round room and just pushing things.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
What did we watch recently where all the X-Men were in a room? Was that Deadpool? Was that Deadpool 2? And all the X-Men were in the room.
Oh, yeah. What?
And they just shut the door.
Yes, yeah. That was Deadpool.
So, too long didn't read.
Yeah.
Retcons, X-Men, yeah.
I don't know, I think I've actually even, I've talked myself around a bit to that.
To X-Men or to retconning?
To the X-Men. Really,
you do that all
X-Men
the time. This is like when we used to come to book group and we'd come in and be like, I fucking hated it. And by the end, we'd be like, loved it. Absolutely
oh, God,
loved
I
it.
Love this book so
now that I've had a chance to talk about it and really think about my opinions, really like it.
Funnily enough, once I think about my opinions, I know what they are.
It's weird.
If superhero films taught me anything, is that I will always be taken in by a fakey death.
Now, when you say a fakey death.
Yeah.
In, do you literally mean, like, in one scene they're dead and then they pop up and, like, actually, no, it was all a great big hoax? Or do you mean, like, the Agent Coulson thing? He's dead. No, actually, jokes.
Mainly
he's alive.
Mainly the, how they've done it with Thor twice, haven't they? That they've gone, oh, no, Thor's dead. And I go, oh, Thor's dead now. No, he's not, he's fine. He gets up or, like, a hand moves or something. They
or, like, Loki.
Or Loki, yeah. It happens more in superhero films than anything else. I think the first and second Guardians of the Galaxy did it. Guardians of the Galaxy did it with Gamora out in the space. And what else? There was another one. And Thor in Infinity War. When they drag him in.
Yes.
But it's mainly Thor.
And Loki.
Yeah, but if there is a, everybody's sad, there's a death.
Yeah.
I'm totally taken in by it every single time. I know.
Wow.
I know. I'm not very bright.
Shut up.
Or maybe, I don't know, I have this ability to suspend disbelief to such a point that, you know, one of the Thor deaths, I was genuinely upset.
Which one? Because also, I was not a massive
fan. First Avengers film. first Avengers film with the big snaky things in New York.
Right.
That's one that he does a... Oh my God, Thor's dead. Poor Chris Hemsworth, I'm never going to see him again. Oh, that's what it is.
It's a Chris Hemsworth. It's You're Chris just Hemsworth. Always sad when like Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth dead. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so if superhero films taught me anything, they taught me, obviously, that with great power comes great responsibility. And what terrifies me is that there were years where I didn't know that was from Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the biggest Marvel
I know. Ever. I know. I did not realise that that was a Spider-Man quote.
Yeah.
But obviously, so great, with great power comes great responsibility. And every superhero movie is the hero's journey.
Yeah.
And I get that. That's because there are only seven stories in the world and we're always telling the same stories and blah, 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 blah. But seriously.
But that's the big Uncle Ben thing. That's the kicker with Uncle Ben. And that's...
I mean, you're saying Uncle Ben, I'm hearing Rice.
Not that Uncle Ben.
Different Uncle Ben, I understand. Yep, go
the
on.
One what was Spider-Man's uncle who is killed.
Yeah.
And it's all very sad. And the thing is that he says to Peter...
No, I understand now. You understand that I understand now.
No, yeah, no, I know you know now. But that's been the only consistent thing all the way through. Really, I think.
What's been the consistent thing all the way through?
All the way through all of the Spider-Man origins, even if they've been slightly different.
Fucking origin stories, yep.
Or the webs have come out of different places or something. Well, there's a thing that... This is what I don't understand with Spider-Man. This is now going to turn into what I don't understand with Spider-Man.
What superhero films haven't taught you.
Is that in one of the films, didn't the webs come out of his skin? Like he had actual things to shoot webs out of his hands?
I don't... No.
Because that's always weird, because it's like, okay, that's not where webs come from on spiders.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember what the general line is with that. But now it's always a machine, isn't it? That he's always invented.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand with Spider-Man as well. I know he's a science genius and all that, but... And a mutant spider?
I know. But yeah, they're always fucking geniuses. Like, yeah. Tony Stark, and he said Tony Hawk, that's a skateboarder, very different. Tony Stark is a genius.
Still a genius on wheels.
But not a superhero also.
Well, it depends if you're a skateboarding fan.
Jesus. Okay, so Tony Stark, genius.
Yes.
Bruce Banner, genius.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker, genius. Batman?
Yeah, more genius. Or less genius, yeah. Rich genius.
Rich genius, yeah. The Flash? Kind of genius-y. I'm not going full on genius, but like very, very clever. Where are the stupid superheroes? Where are the people who just like got struck by lightning and now I'm like totes amazeballs? Well, or are they the villains?
They're the villains and they are Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Yeah, but he's not a superhero, he's just...
So, yeah,
he's a hero. He's just a bloke.
Who can shoot arrows really well, and his arrows do stuff like blow up.
That somebody else invented. He didn't invent them.
Well, that's the whole Mary Sue thing, isn't it, though? That they moan at when girls can do it. But when you point out that boy superheroes are all Mary Sue.
Brief confession.
Yeah.
I know that I have historically known what a Mary Sue was.
Yeah.
I forget. It's not something that I seem to be able to hold on to.
Yeah.
What is a Mary Sue?
It's a character, always a girl.
Right.
Because they're the ones that we hate, you know, that can just miraculously do things. So, like, Ray is an amazing pilot without any training.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of another girl now. Any character that's basically like can just do something amazingly. They're a girl, super detective, all of that sort of thing.
Okay.
They pick something up and are just brilliant at it straight away. And then they save the world.
I mean, you say Mary Sue, I say prodigy, but sure.
Well, exactly. It's like, well, Luke Skywalker is a Mary Sue. He's, you know, picks up a lightsaber and is the best Jedi ever.
Okay.
But it's okay when it's a boy. So right. All of the boy superheroes are geniuses.
And all of the girls are Mary Sue's.
All the girls are Mary Sue's, and that's not how it happens, and that's not right. That's not realistic.
Whereas everything else is totes realistic.
Right, this, yeah.
So, coming back to then, their fucking journeys.
Yeah.
And the fact that they all have... Why do we keep watching these films? They're all the same film. They are all...
Yes, they are all the same film over and over again. I think we keep going back because not just they're funny,
mm-hmm.
although that is a big part of it.
I don't know.
It's just because we are now just doing variations. We are just doing variations on a theme. And now I'm really depressed about
superheroes. I know, that's why I've made it so I don't really like them anymore. Because I don't know why I'm still watching them. Except that they are very entertaining and they're funny. Which is why I really... Something else that superhero movies have taught me is that I need my superheroes to be funny. And I'm not talking about, like, laugh out loud, slap my thigh funny. Nobody wants to watch that. Nobody wants to watch the Benny Hill of superheroes. Nobody.
Benny Hill superheroes.
Beryl. That was Beryl. Beryl's been watching superhero movies. but I do need some humour in there. And I need it to be natural as well. So I'm not talking go back Suicide Squad, reshoot it and shoehorn in some humour because...
They thought they did.
I know they thought they did. But... Like, the 90s Batman films, particularly the Michael Keaton ones, which were my entry point to comic book movies, he was funny. Like, he was witty. He was wry. There was a wry humour there. It wasn't like, ha ha ha, comedy gold. But they didn't take themselves too seriously even then. And the ones where they take themselves so, so seriously, I'm looking at you, Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah, but those... Oh my God, those films, the new Batman and the new Superman film are so dirty.
Yeah.
And grey and depressing.
Yeah. And
long.
Yeah, really long. And even Bale's Batman, there was still humour there.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very dry humour.
Yeah.
But it was there.
And Michael Caine had good lines.
Yeah. And let's face it. This is all fucking ridiculous. Like, all of this is nonsensical. So laugh at it because it's all ridiculous. And the idea of taking any of this so, so seriously is insane to me.
Yeah, but then when you do the other, when you do it, not take it seriously, you end up with Val Kilmer and George Clooney and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I understand that there's a fine line.
But I think with the first lot of Batmans, and then forget Val Kilmer and George Clooney, and then the middle lot, the Christian Bales, it wasn't Batman being humorous, it was everybody around him. It wasn't necessarily him.
I still think that he was like, slide nod and a wink, like, this is fucking stupid. Like when he sees the Batmobile, like when Christian Bale is with Morgan Freeman... Just the wonder and the joy that Morgan Freeman is in Batman films.
Can we
just take a moment to just appreciate?
I do love that.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
And when Morgan Freeman's like, and here is a vehicle, and Christian Bale's like, oh, hell yeah. That's funny. That's what I mean. I don't need like,
Then I do like this direction, like just talking about Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy. Some of these films have turned into out and out comedies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been there and they've just bought it out all the way.
Yeah.
And it's sitting well. You know, Ragnarok was good.
Yes.
And good because of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think we could have took another serious film by that point. That was
And
so
Ant-Man's
well.
Good and that leans into the comedy as well.
Yeah, but
Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think, is better than Ant-Man, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, same story over and over again, but I can live with it as long as it's funny.
I think... As well, there is the thing with the same story over and over again. It's not like it's just the superhero films. There is a reason why we like them stories, and it's literally just how we're wired up. So that's why we watch them, because you like seeing someone fail slightly and come back and then fail again.
I mean, it's the hero's journey, isn't it? Like, there's a reason it's called the hero's journey.
Yeah, and we like watching it. We enjoy the whole hero's journey, you know, that whole... arc over and over again, because we are predisposed to, whether we like it or not, you want a conclusion, you want your hero to fail.
Yes, But I like it when there's something slightly different about those films, though. So,
which is why Black Panther was so successful. Yeah. Apart from all the other reasons Black Panther was successful.
Yeah, but also Ragnarok. Why Ragnarok was so successful? Because it was a slightly different take on the same old, same old. And they were getting quite samey.
Yeah. I mean, they've been saved a lot by just being cutting edge on everything else. That even if the story wasn't 100% mm-hmm. there, the effects were there and the, you know, the fight sequences were choreographed amazingly well. Yeah.
But what they're not doing well is villains.
Yes.
Which no, brings me on to my next lesson. It's that I really need a decent villain. And a lot of the villains in superhero films are just kind of meh.
There aren't the proper out and out evil, you know, you're scared of them and you hate them.
No. And there are also too many anti-heroes, but that's a separate point. Like, too many of the villains have become our heroes, but that's... Yes. I'll cycle back around to that in a sec.
And as well, too many of the actual heroes have become anti-heroes. Superman was never an anti-hero, and now they've done this...
That's just because that's shit.
I know, whether you think Superman is shit or not, which it is. Sorry. Terrible.
Really bad. I've never liked Superman, though, so... Possibly
yeah,
also just
Superman was never my...
Not for me.
Never
but, like...
Oh, I did like the Christopher Reeves one.
No, still not
really?
A massive fan, no. Oh. So, thinking about superhero films...
Yeah.
So many of the villains are just a bit shit. Like, the ones that are good are Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad. I think she was actually a decent villain.
Yes.
Not Cara Delevingne. With her dancing, wafty vagina.
Yeah.
That, she was rubbish.
But, she was in that sad villain thing. I don't like the sad, sentimental villains.
No.
She was sad.
Like, if you're going to be a villain, own it.
Yeah.
Like, the Joker.
Yes.
The Joker is a good villain. I know who you want me to say, and I'm not saying it because we're going to spiral. The Joker is a good villain.
Yeah,
he's an out-and-out villain.
You never feel sympathy.
No.
Who is not a good Joker, though? It's Jared Leto. We mean Heath Ledger, who was amazing.
We mean Jack Nicholson, who was fantastic.
We even mean Cesar Romero, who was fucking great.
And we're kind of intrigued to see Joaquin Phoenix.
Very much, because I do love him.
Yeah.
And
the stills that have been released.
Yeah, look great. And after seeing You Were Never Here, where he plays like some hammer-wielding psycho... like assassin type is mad. He can do baddie really, really well.
Okay. So good villain.
Yeah.
And allowed to be a villain.
Yeah.
But also allowed to live.
Yeah.
Not just like done and dusted, one episode. I understand that these are films, but
there might
one
be
film,
episodes.
Episode of the week, villain of the week, cartoon cut out, two dimensional baddie. I can't bear it.
They get rid of them far too quickly.
Yeah.
And they regretted it with Spider-Man because a Green Goblin I thought was a great villain in the first one. I know you don't agree, but I thought he was great.
Why?
And he was... Because he had the... You didn't feel sorry for him, even though it was something you could have, because it was, you know, he had this whole weird split personality thing going on. But he was just... It was out and out nutty. Like, it was totally psychopathic.
Okay, but...
But then they killed him off so quickly, and then they regretted it. They're like, oh, I was just
but
making
talking about
son
nutty, out-and-out psychotic, Green Goblin...
Yeah.
Or the Riddler? Who are you going to... Which would you rather?
Green Goblin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I understand that you've just explained, but really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take the Riddler every day of the week.
Really?
Yeah.
But... What, Jim Carrey? Are we talking Jim Carrey Riddler?
I'm just talking the character. I'm not talking...
Actually, the Jim Carrey Riddler, in that film, which was terrible, he was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
And he did come across as actually evil.
That was Val Kilmer, wasn't it?
That was the Val Kilmer one, yeah. He was evil.
Yeah. And I really liked that.
That was good. Yeah, I would still say Green Goblin.
Okay.
I think I'm just more of a Spider-Man fan now than a Batman. Mm-hmm.
Batman. And you know who else was a really good actual villain?
Yes. Who are you going to say now, Xenia?
Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a really good villain.
Who what?
And this is going to be, I warn you now, listeners, this conversation is probably going to be ridiculous because I think we've had this conversation, I think we've argued this where we've both had the opposite point of view, but go for
it. I don't remember, I mean, right, okay. So Killmonger was horrible to the old lady.
Yep.
And I don't like him for that.
No.
And he was, and obviously he threw T'Challa off of a cliff and we don't like that.
Mm.
But he was right on so many things.
Yep.
He wasn't, I don't think you can call him a villain.
What? How can we not call him a villain?
He was criminal. He did bad things. But I can't call him a villain. If you call him a villain, you're putting him on the same level as Loki, who's just an entitled shit.
Mm.
Well, you're
but
calling
are
villain.
We calling Loki a villain or are we calling Loki an anti-hero?
Well, in the beginning, Loki was a villain. And all Loki wanted to do was take over the world.
Right.
And Green Goblin was just kill Spider-Man, take over, that sort of thing. That wasn't Killmonger. That wasn't what he was doing. I think he was a really, he was a very modern, realistic villain.
Was he just confused? Was he just misguided?
We know.
Did he just go about it the wrong way? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, his heart was in the right place, but he went about it the wrong way.
Didn't get enough hugs.
That's basically what you're saying, is that he didn't get enough hugs.
Because I think that's true. That is what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
But earlier, when we were planning, you were like, but can we call everybody who, you know, if they've had a terrible childhood and blah, blah, blah.
I said,
and their circumstances, can we call them a villain? Yes. Yes, we can.
Yeah. No, I know we can, but I just like Killmonger. I mean, Claw was more of a villain than Killmonger was.
Claw was also a villain where Killmonger was, I think is what you're trying to say.
I know what you mean, yes.
I don't
but
know.
He had
Killmonger
no other...
shot him between the eyes.
Yeah.
To get into Wakanda. Like,
yeah.
But he's not a villain, no?
Yeah, Claw was just a villain in it for himself. There's an element with Killmonger that he's not just in it for himself.
So Thanos is not a villain?
No, see, Thanos is a villain, but what I object to with him is that they've sentimentalised him and they've wasted what could be a really nasty, evil villain.
Okay.
Where Killmonger was never that.
Okay. You're doing that thing where you're conflating the comic books with the film.
A little bit, but not...
No.
No, I think I'm conflating Michael B. Jordan with Killmonger.
In the film of Black Panther, Killmonger is a villain.
He is.
And his heart might be in the right place, but...
I think I agree with a lot of what he says.
So do I. Don't get me wrong, so do I.
That is a problem, because I don't agree with the baddie.
And also, full disclosure... I used this as a learning point to teach a whole load of children about the ancient kingdom of Benin. You know, I'm not disagreeing with you that he had a point.
I have trouble with this. I cannot. Killmonger is one character I can't walk away from. Like Thor, actually, and Rocket.
I know, but that's separate. That you not being able to walk away from Killmonger.
I can't do this happily.
But he is a villain. And he's a good one. I think that's the thing. And part of why you're so conflicted is because I think he is a really good villain.
But I think if we're talking about having an actual out-and-out, hateful, horrible villain, that wasn't Killmonger.
But if we're talking about...
That should have been Thanos, but then they did all the stupid stuff with Gamora and all of that. They made him... They sentimentalised him too much.
So are you not calling him a villain?
Thanos.
Yeah.
No, Thanos is a villain. Definitely.
Why is Thanos a villain but Killmonger is not a villain?
Because...
In 10 words or less.
Because Thanos didn't start out... Thanos didn't start out as... He knew what he was from the beginning.
Done. No, you didn't argue it. I win.
No, because they're not the same at all. They're not the same at all. Killmonger grew up as a kid on Earth. He had no idea what he was, all of that.
Yes, he did.
He grew up as a little kid.
He had the chain and his dad died and he found his dad with... I'm literally making claw marks in Lorraine's chest.
Yeah, but he didn't... he wasn't an all-powerful being who was just part of the universe from the beginning of time, which is what Thanos was.
Right.
Sort of, you know.
But Thanos is doing it for the good of everyone and the good of Earth and the snap.
But that's the whole... I can't remember, there's a word for that, isn't there? That yes, it is good for all of us.
What, the justification for it all?
Yeah, you know, it's great for the half that are left because we're going to have all the food.
Yeah, and Killmonger's doing what he did because it was good for people of colour all over the world. That's his justification.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, this is one of the problems that I've come to have with Black Panther because I have since seen it many times on the television, is that the inconsistencies with Killmonger. I'm not saying that people can't be complex and have all of these things, but just he had the speech about Wakanda, you had all this and you didn't go out. Right, 100% right. But then his intention actually wasn't. Oh, no, it was. He was going to arm everybody, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's still right. No, sorry, he's right. He's right.
So not a villain?
He was a villain in the same way that any one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist.
So, if superhero movies have taught me anything, to bring it back, it's that I really like a decent villain / conflicted villain. But superhero movies also do away with them way too quickly.
Far too quickly.
So and Killmonger was gone and I...
But, I mean, I understand why he had to. Because of his end speech. We're not getting into another Killmonger argument, I promise. But his end speech, you know, bury my sort of body with the bones of ancestors.
T'Challa could have just said no.
That's not really giving Killmonger much agency.
Killmonger much agency.
Not even drinking. Not even drinking.
No.
But actually,
I understand, but put him in a cage and then, like, no, you will learn from your mistakes. You don't get to get out that lightly. And then bring him back in Black Panther 2.
Like what they are doing with Negan in Walking Dead, yeah.
Bring him back in Black Panther 2, and he's even more riled up, because then you put me in a fucking cage and you didn't bury me with the bones of my ancestors. Like, there are ways around that. We've talked retconning, we've talked rebooting. Like,
yeah,
there are ways around it.
Magneto has never been... He's a baddie in exactly the same way Killmonger is. They are very similar baddies.
Okay.
But where Eric has lived and not, like, done the Bones of My Ancestors thing, which he probably could have done a couple of times.
Also, superhero movies have taught me that I really don't need any more anti-heroes.
No, it's boring.
It's... Like, I like Loki.
Yeah.
I'm quite glad that he's probably actually dead.
Yes.
Now. Because yeah, enough. Time. Enough. I like Deadpool. And I like the Deadpool movies.
Yeah.
I like Catwoman in the Batman Returns. Not the Halle Berry Catwoman, to be clear.
Ah, that's, you know... I don't mind that film, and she played the whole of that and the PR and everything perfectly. You know, she's the only person who ever turned up for a Razzie Award.
I do know that.
And
I
she gave the speech and everything in her Oscars dress.
Yes.
All that stuff. Like,
yeah. But Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Amazing.
I loved.
Yeah.
But I don't need every single villain to become an anti-hero. And I don't need every single villain / anti-hero to be given their own movie. Suicide Squad.
Oh, I mean...
Venom.
Venom.
And we saw Venom, and we're not doing what Venom taught us because we're too upset, frankly.
Like I said, I have a big comics fan in my house, and he is never allowed to see Venom because it would break his heart. He would be in pieces.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what they were trying to do.
No.
With that.
And I just think that in a lot of cases they need the original hero to play off.
Yeah.
I think that's like that Venom actually, not mentioning Spider-Man is
That's
laughable.
Bizarre. Yeah, in Venom, the problem for me was you had Venom, who was a baddie parasite, who happened to be, you know, joined with someone that it ended up loving, like, and wanted to save, which is just, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
And then Riz Ahmed was, who I love and I think is a great actor, was really weak as a baddie. Yeah. It was not a good... So you had nothing for, like, so you had nothing for Venom to play off.
So what you're saying is that you need good villains.
Need good villains.
Like Killmonger. Anyway.
No, I need a good villain, more like Green Goblin.
Deadpool works as an anti-hero because it is so knowing.
Yeah.
And it's so like, this is nonsense, I shouldn't have a movie. Here I am in a movie anyway, let's do this.
And that's how, well, that's where it's come to. So that's, yeah, that's drawing a line under it.
Yeah. But the ones where they're like, we're just going to make this like it's really real and actually he's quite conflicted, not like Killmonger, who's a villain. and I'm going to make a whole movie about this and he's going to be a good guy now. No. Can we have the villains be villains and can we have the heroes be heroes and never the twain shall meet?
That, yeah. Beryl.
She's out in force tonight. She's got on her party shoes.
But she's got on a sparkly top.
Sparkly top party shoes. Yeah.
That sort of does lead on quite nicely. Something these films have taught me is that I am over superheroes. Captain America, I'm looking at you, doing things because of a friend or to know whether that girlfriend's dead, that literally puts the world in danger.
I don't agree.
And it has taught me that if I have one friend, that their life means the rest of the world, including
Lorraine,
me, is
watch
fine.
What you're saying.
I mean you.
Lorraine.
I mean you. Lorraine. You know, I've talked to you about this. If I'm going to be fine...
And that's the end of our podcast, because we are not friends anymore.
I would kill that friend. I'd let him go.
Yeah. I'd be sad about it. Yeah.
The Star-Lord, like, stopping Thanos. Yeah. I know it means we wouldn't have the film, but it was such a weak thing. Don't have that whole sequence with the Guardians and Spider-Man getting the glove off.
Yeah.
Don't have that sequence if you were just going to ruin it with... Fucking Star-Lord anyway.
He's
a shit bag and I hate him. Just, I hate that character and the worst Chris. And you're just going to go, he's going to get
facts.
He's going to get all humpy about, where's my girlfriend? What did you do with her? That's
but
what you're caring
world,
about right
yeah,
now.
Fate
of the world
yeah,
or where's my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch did it with Vision.
Yes, yeah.
She was like, oh no, I can't kill. Yes, I could.
Yeah.
I would have an axe in your head so quickly.
Yeah.
If you had, and I remember saying this to you in the cinema, that if Xenia had the stone in her head, I would have axed it out.
And
no
you
problems.
Know, dear listeners, there was a look of pure evil in her eyes when she said it.
I meant it. Mm-hmm. I meant every word.
Yeah. I agree. Actually, I do completely
and
agree.
And actually, it goes to Thor caring too much about
Loki. Yeah.
But especially... And can I talk about Bucky now?
Go ahead.
Captain America and Bucky.
Yeah.
Bucky is a human lamp. You could take Bucky out of everything and nobody would be any wiser. What a useless, terrible character.
Bag of bones.
He's ridiculous hair. Ridiculous everything.
But can I just say...
Actually, he's not a human lamp in the later. The Black Panther and Winter... Not Winter Soldier, Civil War. But in the beginning he was.
But yeah, superhero friends, they need to...
Yeah, stop, think. If the world is in danger, just, you know, get your priorities right. The priorities are wrong.
And yeah, you'll be sad for a little while, but...
But you're alive and so is the rest of the world, including that's going to be the rest of your friends, your family.
Mm.
I would not like to face my mum if she thought I'd put one of my friends before her.
True.
I'm not walking out. I'm not going to rock up to hers on a Sunday after that. That's out of order.
And you're right not to, because it is out of order.
Mm.
Correct.
She'd be devastated.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about movie time?
I am all at once fascinated, intrigued and confused.
Now, we never released our Mission Impossible episode. And we talked a lot about movie time in our Mission Impossible episode because it was...
And we did talk about it a little bit in Skyscraper.
Yeah.
That is another one.
Yeah, but particularly in Mission Impossible, we talked about why nothing is ever solved.
Why can't you have 20 minutes left on a clock for once?
Mm.
Why is everything down to the last second?
Because tension.
But you can have tension and it still be solved with 15 minutes to go. You know, Age of Ultron.
No, if movie
like,
heroes...
They didn't even... Actually, Age of Ultron, it went over the minutes.
If superhero films taught me anything, they taught me that you cannot defuse a bomb with more than 2 seconds left to go.
It is that principle, the business thing of work expands to fill the time available.
Yeah, that was literally my day today.
Yeah, that's me. Me full stop. So it's like, okay, I get it, but a little bit more urgency. Stop caring about where fucking Bucky is. Get on with it. Diffuse the bomb.
Yeah.
And Batman did it as well, didn't it? In the last one, the Tom Hardy one, there's...
I needed to find out. Yeah, in the Batman
in
film.
In the Batman films with Bane.
Yes.
There's a bomb in that. It's always a bomb as well. I know there aren't many other things that blow up the world, but there's so much bombology.
Yeah. But not so much explodographics.
I wish there was a little bit more... maybe a virus.
Mm.
Or was that too scary?
No. Yeah, it's the hero's journey. Same.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of bombs. We have to start with the bombs.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the last Batman one, he took the bomb out over the sea. Oh, do you know what we haven't even thought about? Is Wonder Woman.
Yep, what about her?
What about that film?
It didn't teach me anything.
If superhero films taught us anything, it's Wonder Woman has completely disappeared off our radar.
And it's a good film. It was an alright film.
It was an alright film. The 30 seconds...
It was the best of the DC films.
It's definitely the best of the DC films. And I don't even think Justice League was that terrible. I went into that thinking it was going to be horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Superman ones are. And I was
and
not.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman is... God. Oh.
I have finally got through it, though. Quite recently.
I mean...
Because I tried to watch Justice League after you told me it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I went back and watched it again and realised that part of the problem with it was that I had never managed to get through Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And to be clear, until Black Panther, Batman was my favourite superhero.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't get through Batman versus Superman. But I forced myself to get through that so that I could watch Justice League. Didn't help. But, no, I agree with you. Justice League is not as bad as I initially thought. Mustache Gate, notwithstanding.
Yeah, notwithstanding dodgy CGI. Mm. I didn't even actually think about it because I was so... I hated Man of Steel and I hated the... The other... Is there another Batman film?
No. What, with Ben Affleck?
With Affleck.
No, just those two.
I was really looking forward to Ben Affleck being in... Like, being Batman.
I was not looking forward to it. I can't say that I was actively looking forward to it, but I wasn't dreading it, and I was prepared to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And assume that his previous foray into superhero movies, which was...
Daredevil.
Thank you. Was an aberration. It was not. But that brings me actually onto my final learning point, which is that if superhero movies have taught me anything, they've taught me both how short people's memories are.
Yeah.
But also how short movie makers think people's memories are.
Yeah.
So the 2008 Batman films are dark, but they are also... funny.
Yeah.
Like, they are wry, like I said before.
Yeah.
And we all seem to have forgotten about those ones and forgotten that that's a thing because Affleck.
Yeah, our memories have been wiped by Batman versus Superman. And it's really unfair.
Yeah.
Because the Christian Bale Batman films are really good.
Really good. And I love those. I also love the early, the 90s Batman films.
Yes. The Michael Keaton ones.
Yeah, the Michael Keaton ones. I've got a soft spot for the Val Kilmer one. We're not talking about the George Clooney one.
Oh.
But, like, they were my entry. They were my gateway into comic book films because my mum did not know what she was buying me when she bought me Batman Returns.
Was that
Batman
when...
Returns?
I think that's right. Was that the... But was that back in the day when it was out?
Yeah.
So that was a lot of people's gateways into it.
Right.
Because there had only been... Like, before that, I don't think Spawn was before the Batman film. And Blade was just after.
Right.
So,
but my mum genuinely didn't know what she was buying me. So she bought me that Batman film. And I remember us watching on Christmas Day and Michelle Pfeiffer is super, super sexy. Like, and super sexual as well.
There's a face licking.
Yeah. Danny DeVito as the Penguin is creepy as fuck.
And pervy.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton is just genius. And I just remember my mum being like, didn't think it was going to be like this. So I don't know what she thought she was buying, but like, they were good and funny and there was humour in them. And I don't...
But they were a hangover from those films. And this is sort of comic person stuff, really. Those films were a bridge between the... slightly darker comics of the late 80s, the sort of middle 80s, late 80s, and the 1960s Adam West camp stuff.
Yeah.
So they sort of had a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, they had a really scary Joker and a dark Batman, but they were still really silly.
Yeah.
Brilliantly silly.
Yeah. And now we have Sad Affleck.
Yeah.
And we have Batman versus Superman. And what?
And what? Well, the Batman versus Superman is like, it's 20 years too late. That's Dark Knight.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah. Then there is the fact that so many people seem to have forgotten about Blade.
Yes. Yeah. So, this is one of our big hobby horse things, isn't it?
I love Black Panther. Like, I love that film. I have watched it repeatedly. I used it as a stimulus for a whole unit of work with some year sixes very recently because, if you didn't know, I'm a teacher and really struggled with teaching a particular topic about the ancient kingdom of Benin, and it was a way in and they loved it.
And it's genius. If you ever get a chance to corner Xenia on this, do, because it is amazing.
But I will not have it that it's the first black superhero film. That's not a thing. Blade. Like, and Blade brought us so much. Like, I was going to do, if superhero movies taught me anything, it taught me about the three-point landing.
Yeah.
And then I realised that's literally all I had to say.
Yeah.
Because...
I just know about it.
No. I read somewhere that Blade was the first person to do the three-point landing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true, but Blade brought us so much and was fantastic. So for it to have been erased is laughable.
Yeah.
And for people, for people to have forgotten that it exists, but also for filmmakers to be like, yes, we're now making the first black superhero movie.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Actually, Ryan Coogler wasn't that person who said that.
No, I'm not saying that it's Ryan Coogler.
There were people who did come forward eventually, but there were a lot of people who had, and Blade was huge.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get picky and say Spawn.
No.
Because not a great film, but, you know... black superhero or anti-type hero and was a really, really important book. I don't think people realise what that comic book did, like making the horror superhero thing a proper, a bigger thing. All of the Blade films were huge. Yeah. And that's it.
And they're not a thing anymore.
And they're on all the time. ITV2 has at least one on every 30 minutes. It's like...
yeah. But also then, so we've got Venom now.
Yeah.
We've had Venom.
Yeah.
Venom was in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
And say what you want about Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
I think Spider-Man 3 is one film too many for Toby.
However, I've got a soft spot for Spider-Man 3. Yeah. Because of Venom. Yeah. And because of what it did to Spider-Man in that film. And I think Venom works, air quotes, in that film because he's playing off Spider-Man.
As it should be.
As it should be. So for us to now have a Venom movie where we don't even say the word Spider-Man, even though there's a stinger at the end, which is literally Spider-Man. So what the shit, Sony, get your act together.
What I couldn't work out about that was that a genuine after credits or was it just an advert for the new Spider-Verse film that's coming out? It didn't seem like after credits. It was like an extended trailer for the...
I think it was just an extended animation. Trailer.
Yeah. But actually, if you want to go and see... If you want to see a lovely bit of animation, wait, go and see Venom and just turn up at the end credits.
Yeah.
Don't bother seeing the film.
Yeah.
And wait for the Miles Morales... Peter Parker, that's too much of a spoiler. Spoiler alert! But it's lovely and really beautifully animated. I can't wait.
But if those studios are still fighting and arguing...
There's still stuff going on.
Then why have we got that at the end of the credits? Like, but also, if you are still arguing, don't make Venom.
Yeah, because
it needs Spider-Man.
And you just made a rubbish film.
Yeah.
And that's probably part of it.
And they're making Venom too, because it's done really well.
I can't believe how much money it made. Oh, God. And when we went to see it, we sat in the cinema afterwards and just went, what the fuck have we just watched? And I
fell asleep for at least 10 minutes in the middle.
Yeah, there were two boys sitting next to me who absolutely loved it all the way through.
And didn't they nudge each other and
they didn't like it. And genuinely took it really badly that we didn't like it. And I thought, I am ready to fight you.
And why are you ready? To fight people, Lorraine, because I think it brings us on to our final point.
Yeah, if superhero films have taught me anything, it's that this is where my little bit of get off my lawn lives.
Right.
Is that I've been a comic book reader since I was 9 years old, 8 or 9 years old, and that's a very long time ago now, and that's back before the variant covers and all of the... sort of flash stuff that come into comics. It's back when we had to go around newsagents and fight for comics and you don't know nothing and you kids, you're lucky.
That is the best. Kids don't know how that they're born these days. I've heard in a while. Sorry to digress, but I heard a brilliant one the other day that was kids these days will never know the sheer terror of having to run to the bathroom or the fridge or to answer your mum in an ad break and try and get back.
Yes.
As your brother or sister was like, it's back.
Yeah.
Nope, they just...
Oh, my God.
They will never know that. Like,
oh, my God, that was the most exciting thing ever. Doctor Who. Yeah. Oh, that was BBC One.
No, but just generally, like, that, like, I need to go to the toilet, I can't go, ad break, go. Like, that's...
Or if you got nominated to make tea and you had to shoot out right at the beginning of it.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
I learned that about myself, but other comic book fans, the hours I have wasted talking about different superhero films with comic book fans. And I try and be really good and not do the, that's not like the book, that's not like the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always quite like, look, the books have changed over and over. We're used to this happening. Don't worry about it. It's just a different... It's not bad, it's just different, all of that. And it's in me too. And yeah, I would have fought those children. You don't understand, man, you don't get it. You weren't there.
And I do think that we've moved away a bit from you're not a true comic book fan.
Oh, it's moved, it's tough.
If you don't read the comics. Yeah. Because again, I don't love the comics. I like graphic novels more.
Yeah.
But even them, I don't love reading them.
Yeah. See, that's my favourite format.
Right.
Out of everything. If it was like everything goes, you pick one thing or nothing.
Right.
It would be comics.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right.
Even over films.
Okay. But, interesting podcast for you to...
Yeah.
choose to have.
but anyway.
But yeah. So, and I've had that argument with people before where they're like, well, you only know the films and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I do. I know the films. I don't know the comics. And I'm fine with that because I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I think like at the beginning of the Captain America stuff, mm-hmm. there was a lot of snarky comic things going on. There were a lot of very upset comic people. Mm. But then, I mean, I never read all of the Captain America stuff and all of the Avengers stuff. Because for one, you had to read at least 25 titles.
I was going to say, in order to read everything now, you would have to read so much.
Yeah. But there are other collections out there. And I really wanted to... what I do like, and it is, if you did want to get into the comics, it is actually easier now than ever because you can pick up just one storyline. Mm-hmm. There'll be a collection of books that just pick up one story.
Because I've done that.
Which is really good.
And I don't mind them, but I don't...
I didn't have that when I was growing up. No, you had to go and find the individual issues, didn't you?
Right, so, if superhero movies taught us anything...
Mm-hmm. First of all, they taught us how to tell DC and Marvel apart, hyphens.
They also taught us about origin stories and that we are done with those and we don't need any more. Yeah. They taught me... that comic books and comic book films will always retcon anything.
Yeah. I learned that I will fall for a fakey death whenever. I love them.
If superhero films taught me anything, they taught me that I will watch the same story again and again as long as it's funny.
And if superhero films taught me anything... it's that I have no idea what's going on in the X-Men at any given time or watching any X-Men film.
If superhero movies taught me anything, they taught me that I really like a decent villain, Killmonger, and I'm done with anti-heroes, to be honest.
Yeah.
Done.
If superhero films taught me anything, it's that I am absolutely sick to death of superheroes, in quotes, putting their stupid mates or a girlfriend problem above the entire fate of the world. But no, that's no stop.
Okay, so, Lorraine.
Yeah.
If you could be any superhero, who would you be?
Do I get the choice of any powers or anything, or an existing superhero?
An existing superhero.
I would either be Mystique or Storm.
Why?
Because...
interesting. X-Men.
Yeah, but because they've got the best, like, power. I mean, Storm looks wicked. That's actually why I'd want to be Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the weather thing.
Okay.
That would be useful. Mystique can do that, look like anybody.
Okay.
And she looks amazing when she's just blue.
True.
So either one of them...
which one?
Oh, have I got to pick one?
Yep.
I would go with Mystique.
Okay.
Because she's going to live forever as well. What superhero would you like to be?
The Flash.
God damn it! That's a good one. I should have said Quicksilver.
Because he can move so fast.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of being able to run so fast I can walk on water. And being able to... we still don't know definitively, but I think he can probably run faster than Superman can fly.
Well, yeah, we don't find that out.
We don't see it. No. And the Flash is funny.
He's
and I like funny.
Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to be like that, yes, you can be the Flash. That'd be great. I'd love to be.
And then I can put, like, if I do, like, Flash arms.
Yeah.
I can put them through walls and stuff. And then I can do time travel. Flash.
I don't know if I'd want to do time travel. I would be really worried about
stepping
on butterflies.
I'd want to be able to do time travel.
Yeah.
Let's both of us pretend I've got the self-control not to do it.
Yeah, I was like, you would be doing it all the time.
I'd just go back a bit.
Exactly.
I wouldn't change anything major.
That's what I'm worried about. No, that's what I'm worried about. You'd go back a bit. None of us would ever know what's going on.
Do we ever?
Worse than normal.
True.
You would make our lives miserable.
All right, Shagbling Mary.
Yay, Shagbling Mary.
Hawkeye.
Oh, come on.
The Falcon.
This could have been so good. This could have been good.
The Falcon.
Yeah.
Randy Rhodes.
Those, oh, right. Shag, Falcon, get rid.
Right.
No. No. Shag Hawkeye, get rid.
I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised.
Oh, my God. Mm. He's so boring.
Clint.
Fling. Oh, his name's Clint as well. If you write that wrong, it looks like... Mm. Yeah. Fling Falcon.
Mm. Off the cliff, preferably.
You know, half-decent looking young man, at least. Is he not? I don't know. His eyes are too close together. And definitely marry Randy Rose, because...
Shame I'm not letting you keep it.
Don Cheadle.
It's not Don Cheadle.
No, but Don Cheadle.
Like a tree.
Love Don Cheadle.
Like a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like he's a bit of a sort of, he's one of the older Silver Fox types now as well, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This has been If This Film Taught Us Anything.
Find us on
Instagram
at
If This Film.
And on Twitter.
At If This Film.
And we have a website on the interwebs.
On the interwebs at ifthisfilm.com.
And go and like and subscribe and do all the things you're supposed to. Thank you very much for listening.
If This Film Taught Us Anything was produced by Xenia Mack.
Our theme music is Epic Song by Boxcat Games.